The Tide Knot by Helen Dunmore, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1. Ingo at night. It's not completely dark, though. The moon is riding high, and there's enough light to turn the water a rich, mysterious blue. I am deep in Ingo, swimming through the moonlit water. Faro's here somewhere, I'm sure he is. I can't see him, but I'm not scared. There's just enough light to see by. There's a glimmer of rock and a green and silver school of mackerel. Imagine being lost underwater in total blackness. I'd panic. But it's dangerous to panic in Ingo. You mustn't think of the air. You must forget that human beings can't live underwater, and then you'll find that you can. Faro was here a moment ago, I'm sure of it. He's keeping himself hidden, but I don't know why. Even if it was totally dark, I expect he'd still be able to see me through the water. Faro is Mer, and he belongs here. Ingo is his home. And I'm human, and I don't belong. But it isn't as simple as that. There's something else in me. The Mer blood that came to me and my brother Connor from our ancestors. It's my Mer blood that draws me to Ingo. Beneath the surface of the water, I'd probably drown without my Mer blood. But it's best not to think of that. Faro! Nobody answers. All the same, I know he's close. But I won't call again. I'm not going to give Faro the satisfaction of thinking that I'm scared or that I need him. I can survive in Ingo without him. I don't need to hold on to him anymore, the way I did last year when I first came to Ingo. The water is rich with oxygen. It knows how to keep me alive. I swim on. This light is...